You know what's fun? I get a little bit high on the ride home before the podcast.
Are you coming clean right now?
And I like it. It's really it loosened me up. You know, I'm known for being so tight.
In what context?
All of them.
Because I've heard a lot of people talk about you in many different contexts, and I don't think I've ever heard that word.
You never heard tight?
Nope.
What words have they used? Welcome back to the Gay Power Half Hour, the only gay podcast on the internet that's just like a Republican response to the State of the Union, because at least one of us is recording from a place where you can see our stove with Tony Soto. And I will say, only just like Katie Britt, do we have the emotional range to terrify you with kindness and with fear and with a little bit of unsettled insanity. With Casey Lai, Republican senator from from Orange County.
Oh, I love it when you say both our names. Yes, and I am in my kitchen. I can't believe I didn't put that on the list. The State of the Union. Oh my God.
You didn't want to talk about it.
Oh, that's probably why it would probably initiate a disagreement, because I in some way. Because I watched it up to a point and then I shut her off, and then I turned it back on for that woman. What is that woman's name? Give me that woman's name again. She's from Alabama, so listen, we should just be grateful she memorized. But, I mean, I've not seen a face that active, well, I guess since the last time I've seen Liza Minnelli interview in her later days.
It was a lot of emotions. I mean, she needs to take a class with our good friend Leon, because she could have some acting to do. She has some acting to do, mommy.
Oh, and that's the first thing I said. You know, this is the thing that makes me long for the Twitter days. You know what I mean? I used to love the Twitter back in the day. And that would have been a moment, because, and I'm sure it was blowing up over there on the Twitter now with all the racism and misogyny that just flows so freely. But I don't know. Someone directed that, Casey Lai.
Yeah.
Someone, it's probably your husband, who doesn't know shit about shit, mm-hmm. sat with her and was like, now do it again. No, this time you got to really, like, you got to be scared of Mexicans. And you know what I mean? Like, what did you
go
think
up
of
it? I'm now on this next take. I want you to go up to the window and scream and say, they're coming for my children. Hunter and Harper and Harry.
Like, it's just so funny and so out of touch, and just goes to show you where conservatives are mentally when it comes to social politics, that they're like, the best idea. Now, I don't know what the husband of this woman does. I'm sure he's very successful in his own right, but they're like, let's put this senator, this working senator, who, by all accounts, reports to work, you would think, unless she's probably a Marjorie Taylor. Well, I'm sure Marjorie shows up at work all the time because she loves it. She just loves bullying.
She loves the camera, and that's where the cameras are.
But this girl, for the most part, 40 years old, only 40, mm-hmm. elected official. Like, I don't know. It's like, how are you going to convince us that she is a working senator, but she's also just sitting in the kitchen making pies? Just making pies, talking to her husband about the worries about, that's also another thing too. I don't believe any of these politicians are sitting around thinking about the worries of the world.
That could have been like a flashback opening scene to an episode of The Handmaid's Tale. And it's like, how, like, before it got real bad, this was how bad it was. And it was just a white woman talking to you about, like, we have to save our children and every life is precious. And if we don't build a wall, the Mexicans will rape your fetuses. You know, like, it is pretty clear to me that we're not that far off if we make some mistakes along the way.
I just want the moment before where they actually went in and switched her on. And, you know, at the end when they went and turned her off and picked her up and went and put her back in the fucking storage closet. Because look, queen, those are dead eyes. Those, listen, and here's the thing. I have been accustomed to look in the dead eyes of Caucasians, because a lot of Caucasians are dead-eyed. And mark my words, ask any person of color, like when they try to have a discussion with a dead-eyed Caucasian person. And that woman, the only thing that was alive was everything else but her eyes.
Like, yeah.
Just dead and glazed over and memorized, terribly memorized and badly directed.
Well, she had a prompter, I'm sure. That was a lot of words for a woman who went to schools in Alabama.
This is how you know the conservatives don't run Hollywood. You know what I mean? Because, like, if there was a Hollywood director in there, you know, if she even leaned purple, they would have had someone in there being like, all right, tone it down a bit, fucking Joan. You know what I mean?
You think they would have got... And actually, I heard Mel Gibson did actually write the script. That's why it was so dark and offensive. Even Mel Gibson couldn't get this woman to act.
Yeah, if you would have zoomed in closer onto her necklace, you would have actually seen Jesus painfully being crucified.
Even Jesus was like, "This shit's rough. Am I right? God, this is the worst thing I've ever had to live through. Come on, wrap it up, honey. Wrap it up. My hands. I would be genuflecting like an Italian, but my hands are nailed to a cross."
Well, listen, we are about to be in the peak of spring, although February of this year was marked the hottest month on record for the planet. So it never really got cold. There's wildfires in Texas right now, and you know, the good Lord is burning up a good part of it, which makes me kind of think that he's on a liberal, or you know, a more progressive person's side. But nonetheless, as the world is on fire, Casey, we have to keep with ritual, and we have to keep doing the things that keep us distracted until we die. And it's spring break, baby. College kids are putting on the tube tops and the fucking booty pants, and they're running with their big old Stanley mugs full of fucking tequila soda with a splash of Crayon, I'm guessing. And Florida is saying, not on our block, you fucking heathens.
Well, where are they going? Because it actually sounds like a really good time. And I did just get a tube top, and I can make any one of my pants a booty pant if I bring the right scissors. So,
well, it used to be Miami, baby, but now I think it is not.
Do you know, when I was 12 or 11 or 12, we went to South Beach with our family because my uncle and his partner.
Is that where Birdcage was filmed?
Yes, it was. And
I always wanted to go there because I was like, ooh, banana hammocks.
Yeah, we're not shocked that you wanted to go to where the biggest representation of faggotry ever put onto screen was filmed, Tony. I'm sure that you would have gotten on the closest bus from Clinton that you could have if there were buses from
Miami. I love that you put me Miami. On a bus, you motherfucker.
They're like, Miami of Ohio? Yeah, we can get you there.
Finish your story, faggot, before I interrupt you.
So we were there, and you know, my brother was like 14, and it happened to be spring break, and women were walking around topless. And I remember my mom being like, "Do you like the boobies?" And of course, I lied to her and was like, "Yas, mommy, yas, give me those titties, fun bags." And then I'm pretty sure, if I remember the story correctly, when I came out, she was like, "But you said you liked those boobs on that beach one time in South Beach. Remember when you said you liked boobs?" And I was like, spring break. Anything can happen.
Oh, my God. Well, listen, there's no more of that. You're not seeing boobs anymore. Florida is cracking down. They are breaking up with spring break. You can't know public intoxication. You can't have open liquor. You can't. They have curfews now. Is this the right move for Florida, even after that? I mean, they've lost all their immigrants. Now they're going to lose their income when it comes to spring break.
Yeah, I mean, like, leave it to them to have a big self-inflicted wound in the side of their fucking skull. You know, it happens to a lot of people in Florida. But I do think that it's just, what are they trying? I thought they were the fucking live, like, have the best time state, you know? We're the state where you don't have rules and regulations, you know? Unless, of course, you're different. But y'all look like us. You're coming down from Arizona and Ohio and fucking
well, that's
Indiana.
The thing. They saw what they did to the Capitol, and they're like, we don't want you coming and shitting on our beaches, you bunch of fucking heathens, you Trump supporting fucking heathens. That's the thing. They're coming from all these flyovers and red states. I don't know. Liz, oh, that's not true. There's a plenty good number of homosexuals out here that fucking go to Florida a little more than they should. Yeah. But like overall, like, the people that are going to that are the dumb ones with money from flyover fucking states. You know what I mean? So it's like, of course it's going to get ugly. And it's been ugly. And you know, the thing was, is I think it was pre-COVID. It was probably a couple years before COVID is like when they started, it got real outlandish, right? And like, somehow it got out of their control.
I just don't want to go party with a crowd where guns are just a-okay, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And no books to protect yourself from the bullets.
Yeah. I don't want. Seriously. Yeah. I mean, and that's what we were joking about before, but it's like, you know, get it right. You're either going to be the fucking state that bans Disney for being gay, or you're going to be the state that recruits aggressive heterosexuality. You know, you can't have it both ways. If you're just going to be a prude, well, then fucking break off into the sea. Okay, break off into the sea, fucking drift towards, I don't know, where's Prudesville?
All right, look, I think this is bad news. I think that if you consider yourself a fucking, if you're like the law and order state, and like, first of all, you were the spring break state well before you were the law and order state. So I feel like Florida was like always conservative, but I don't remember it sucking this bad. You know what I mean? Well, it's like, full of stupid people that got too drunk and ate by alligators, and that's what we expected.
But well, they're like, yeah, we want to be known. We don't want to have spring break because we want to be known as the law and order state, not the law and order SVU state. And I'm pretty sure spring break is a whole season long worth of SVU.
Benson wouldn't want to wear those suits over in Florida. That humidity, it'd be terrible. What else is terrible is,
good one,
170 million American people watched as their Congress today voted to ban the TikTok. Not ban TikTok, but to give the owners of TikTok a 6-month deadline to sell a company that they believe is a Chinese company, but I believe is more invested in with American dollars these days, and the rest is Singaporean, which is not China. However, they voted to ban it. They're like, it needs to be banned. So now it's going to move on to the Senate, and we're going to see what the Senate does with this, because GJ already said he would sign the ban. Not a ban. That's the thing. That's all I've been hearing today. It's like, they're banning TikTok. Not a ban. You know, oh, it's not going to. And it just comes down to, like, this is such an obvious fucking lobby on weird old Zuckerberg's part. And Zuckerberg has a lot of money and has been in the pockets of those politicians for a long fucking time. You know what I mean? Am I wrong?
Yeah. What?
Am I wrong? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you made it.
No, you're right. You're right. I was thinking of a joke in my head that wasn't funny. So I decided to stop listening to you for a second to test it out, and it didn't land. And then I came back and I thought I had enough time for you to keep talking.
No, I saw that. No, look at me actively watching. I saw. I was like, maybe she doesn't agree. Maybe she loves Zuckerberg.
I hate Zuckerberg. I hate Zuckerberg as much as the Republican Congress hates China. Because
talk about white dead eyes. Remember when Holloway or whatever forced him to apologize to those dead kids' parents And he was like,
all right.
And he was like, I'm sorry your kids got depressed online because they were bullied or whatever. It's like,
yeah.
First of all, I don't think that he needs to be apologizing for shit. Maybe parents should open their doors a few more times a night and be like, why are you still on the Facebook crying?
Yeah.
But yeah. This is the thing. And I talked about this before we started recording that, you know, in the last couple of days, maybe a week at this point now, 8 kids were shot, like point blank, at a bus stop in Pennsylvania. Yeah. Like, granted, no one died. And I know you mentioned that no one cares if someone dies, and even no one cares if people die either.
Well, I just want to be clear. I was saying that from a societal point of view, not from my.
Yeah, no, he wasn't personally saying, like, yeah. What do you mean no one died? Damn,
that that's why we're not. I can't believe you're fucking talking about this, Tony. I told you ahead of time. If there's no blood, it doesn't run. All right.
Well, there was blood and it ran down the street a little bit. But here's the thing. It's like, we've been watching kids get slaughtered in school, outside of school. We've been watching people at malls, at concerts, at church, all over the place, getting mowed down by bullets here in this country. And it's always divided. You know, we always are divided on that. But my God, a couple of young voters are getting fucking news. It's not from something that Disney has their fingers on or fucking Universal has their fingers on. So that shit's got to be gone immediately. How is it that we vote these idiots in and they can't do anything positive for us as a society in any way, but they can immediately alienate 170 million voters? Like, I don't understand why they think that's going to fly, especially when they're all up for re-election this year.
Agreed. I mean, I think a lot of part of the calculation is, like, I don't think they would do this to certified, you know, if 60-year-olds were all over TikTok, like, I think that they would question it because those people do actually vote, you know. But I agree with you. I'm interested to see what happens because I you know, like, it is, I think the argument would be China data. Our data was harvested and used belligerently and or completely irresponsibly by Facebook and others during the time that gave us Trump. And I mean, I do think that, like, China is smarter and will use our data in much more nefarious ways. But also, like, that's the game. And we signed a contract. If you didn't read the contract, well, listen, you're just like every other person in the world and you just give your shit away.
I think you're right. But here's the thing. China has had our fucking data since we were missing feeding our Tamagotchis. All right. Like, this is the thing. I'm so tired of people being like, China, everything you're wearing is from China. Every fucking little shit plastic thing that you have around your house was probably made in China. Like, China has had your data ever since Zuckerberg was asking you what Powerpuff Girl you think you are on those stupid fucking quizzes. Like, I'm so tired of this, like, this fuck. And first of all, like, China's not doing great. You know what I mean? No. Like, you think about, like, their economy is like COVID beat China's ass. You know what I mean? Like, and they're not doing great. So it's like, I think that China's kind of busy with China. I think. And conspiring with Russia and trying to build a stronger global South. I see that for sure. But what I'm saying over and all, like, they don't need TikTok to access you when they're looking at you every time you fucking look at porn on your cell phone.
I mean, I see the point at least, and I do believe that there's a legitimate concern that when it comes to the way in which we are influenced as just a human race these days, but especially American society, we're very influenced by what we see online. And I think that the concern is if that, like, you know, because we don't fully know.
It's not a concern.
We don't fully know the depths of which. Like, and I'm not saying it's a ton or not, but we just don't know and how much China, the Chinese government, has control over data that is in a private company's hands, like TikTok, even if it's a multi, you know, like a giant, you know, huge company. And so I think there's a reason to be concerned about
TikTok, but is incorporated
of it's more of the same, where it's like, these people, I agree with you, who don't know fucking what they're talking about when it comes to these issues, are doing stupid big things like this instead of actually fixing problems that are better for the human consumer of all of this shit in the long run, which would be an all-encompassing, you know, tech and data fucking bill. But I don't know. So, we don't do that. So, we ban things we don't understand.
Just so everyone knows, TikTok's not a China-based company. It's incorporated in the Cayman Islands. It has the office in China. There are offices in China, not a Chinese company. More American investors are invested in TikTok than there are any others. That's just a fact.
Yeah.
It has nothing about concern. No one's concerned about anything. This is a ploy to make sure that the information that you're getting, that they have more control over.
But
that's what it's about.
Here's my question. You like to see connections and I want, you know, I'm not saying conspiracies, but you like to see that like everything is controlled by everything and there are, you know, power and money corrupt and all those things. Are you saying that the Chinese government doesn't care about our data, doesn't want all of our data?
They wouldn't use any chance to gain an advantage in that area. They have it.
This is the thing.
I already said that before. I just said that they have our shit. They've had it since.
Hold on. Because first of all, there's new people every day people turn 18 whose data now other people places can harvest. So it's not a matter of what they have already. It's a matter of what they'll get and also how they'll use that technology to influence the way that we think. And I think that that is a concern for
I the, think for that we should be more government. Concerned with the way our American government wants us to think.
100 no like, 100
so I don't care
no,
about
I don't,
China.
I don't want that's why get off social media and get so off social media
no 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 China because China is a China is a no fear way. Tactic China is a fear tactic that is being forced into us now. It's like the fucking caravans at the border. It's like fucking North Korea being able to nuke us. Like it's truthfully, it's like pay attention to everything else outside and not to what we're doing. And this whole push on TikTok has nothing to do with any of that. Not from a politician standpoint, because they're all being lobbied by Zuckerberg money. By meta money.
I don't disagree with that, but I'm not saying TikTok is harmless. But how is it more harmless than Facebook?
Agreed. How is it more harmless than Instagram? Or how is it more harmful than Telegram?
Because it's much more popular. One, let me just make the point. And two, I don't disagree with anything that you're saying. And I agree with you that it's stupid to single out TikTok. I see why that's an easier political thing because it involves a quote unquote, you know, global enemy. But what I am saying and I mean is I have no problem, honestly, because I think social media as a whole has been destructive to us. And so I actually don't really care that much if social media companies are getting regulated or having to act in ways that are less knowingly, deliberately inciting.
Point blank period. TikTok's more popular than Facebook and Twitter put together. So it is competition that is not American owned competition.
And that's the fucking issue.
So when we waste our breath about the fears of how much China knows about us or where they're getting their information, like that is like it's so stupid because they're getting it from so many other things. Every time you sign up for Temu, it's like I don't understand why people are so up in their arms about fucking China when they've known about us forever. Like it's just so silly. At this point, they know so much that they have to send in weather balloons to get a different perspective. Speaking of different perspectives, can we stop flying, please? Like at this point, we are boycott crazy. Stop taking Boeing planes. If you know your plane that you're going to take is a Boeing plane, you need to call your fucking airline people and be like, I will not take that flight because it is a Boeing. Girl,
that's where
gasoline is falling out of them. Fucking engines are falling on fire. Doors are falling off. Wheels are falling off. Fucking navigation systems are shutting off and turning back on. Whistleblowers are killing themselves. What's going on with flight?
That is 100% correct, and that is why, folks, you can sign up today to join our new movement. It's called Boeing Not Going, and you can hashtag that, and if you text Boeing Not Going to 888-666, nothing will happen, which is not the same that will happen on a Boeing flight, because, boy, the possibilities of things that could happen. The wheels could fall off. The bathroom could explode. You could have a door blown off. You could get punched in the face by a racist. You better not get on that Boeing. Airbus or bus, my friends. Airbus. I'm gonna bust a nut for Airbus tonight, because that's the only plane I'm flying on.
Not with your headphones. You're not busting any nuts.
I'm not.
First of all, look, I have a real issue with you, Boeing, because this whistleblower who was coming out being like, man, they were like skipping over shit. Like they were like pushing shit through. They were pulling scrap metal from places to when they didn't have shit. Remember, we had a pandemic and the supply chain was fucked, and you know, so, and you know, they were just like pull out the aluminum foil from the fucking cabinet in the break room. And this is my thing, Boeing, you motherfuckers. First, you're taking our legroom away. We can't check our fucking luggage, or we can't carry on our luggage because there's not enough room, because you put in too many fucking seats and not enough fucking headspace to put. We're fighting over windows. People's feet are bare and ugly on the fucking armrests. People are getting punched in the face. Like, this happened because you are making fucking flight miserable. And now we have to fucking worry about maybe getting sucked out of the goddamn plane.
Probably not going. Text it to 88666. Nothing will happen, which is, again, more than we can say for your next flight on a Boeing airline, because, boy, that's going to Boeing your socks off.
I mean, I'd say go to Amtrak, but, I mean, they derailed too. Listen, our infrastructure is still broke, so.
Stay home and get on social media, says Tony. That's the solution to everything.
You got
to
start,
the ends of the world.
No, we're bringing back horseback. We're going to listen, and here's the thing too. Yes, horseback for travel, because here's the thing. At some point, like when you're on horseback, that's when you really know that you really want to go visit mom. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm sitting around here in Los Angeles being like, oh God, I got to go meet, got to go fucking visit Barb, but I know I got to go by horseback, I got to really mean it. And there's a good chance that I'm going to get a quarter of the way to Barb and be like, it's not worth the hemorrhoid. I'm going to turn back around and I'm going to get not on TikTok because it has been banned.
Well, and remember, if you are riding your horse in one of our more liberal cities, don't forget to bring a baggie, because you will have to clean up the poop that the horse drops behind it every time it does. So be sure to bring a hefty one.
Was I with you when we saw the...
Yeah, the horses at...
Yeah.
Club TG's. I don't know if we were together. I saw horses at TG's.
Yeah. We went to TG's, and these cute Mexicans came up on, they were cute until I saw them giving their horses beer. And then I was like, don't give your horses beer. What, you're pro giving horses beer?
I feel like if you're gonna let something,
do you let your dog get
something to carry on its back, the least you can do is give it a beer, you know?
Oh my God, you're the worst. Oh my God, we don't even have time to talk about the Royals. We don't have time to talk about the Royals.
Well, that's good, because I really don't think it is until after Easter that we can really have a conversation about this.
Because that's when she said she wasn't going
to
be seen.
That's when she said she wasn't going to show up, and we're all making a big to-do. She said, I gave you a timeline. I'm sticking to the timeline. I'm taking a fucking vacation.
I think she's leaving him.
She's not leaving him. If she's going to leave him, then she has to leave the whole country. And we saw what happened the last time.
Listen, Will, we know what they did to your mother. All right.
Killed.
We watched what they did to your mother, Will. Don't be Charles. All right. Don't do it. That's right. She was murdered by the Royals. Maybe not Elizabeth. I don't think Elizabeth wanted her killed, but. Camilla definitely.
Camilla. Camilla was the murderer.
Yeah, she was the paparazzi.
Camilla DeVille.
Camilla was the flashbulb. She was the flash.
She doesn't scare you, no evil thing will. Yeah, she actually had Diana's skin turned into a coat when she left the morgue. And she didn't tell Harry and Will about it, but she made them hug her and while she was wearing the coat. She's a real bad person.
Allegedly. All right.
Psychopath.
We've done it. We did it. Look, we did it. We didn't fight.
Fuck you, fag.
Yeah, you're the worst. You fucking centrist cuck.
I love you. Look at us.
Yeah, no, listen. You know, there's only... I'm waiting for the, don't get me wrong. Israel will do another grievance so big that we will have another fight about it. Just not today. Casey, yeah. Beyond freeing Palestine from the river to the sea, why don't you tell us where we can find you doing stuff?
I have stuff coming up. You can find me on Instagram, the evil, terrible, authoritarian Instagram.
It's just boring. It's just boring Instagram.
And you can find me there on KCALY, KCASEYLEY, being boring. I have some shows coming up. I am hosting a comedy show at the Astor Hotel in Hollywood on the 4th of April. On the 5th of April, you can see me at the Glendale Room. And on the 8th, you can see me at Better Half Comedy. Find them on my Instagram.
Boring old Instagram. Well, that sounds terribly exciting, Casey, and I can't wait to not go. wait, where's the Astor Hotel?
Doesn't matter, Tony.
No, I would like to go to that.
It's some cool new place, I think.
I like cool places. I like cool new places. Y'all, well, if you like me, because I am cool and new, then you can see me every Friday in March at 33 Taps to play a little bingo, 7 p.m. Pacific time. Then we watch the drag race. What a terrible episode this last episode was. Come out and see me and we'll talk about it. Also, I am Tony Soto Productions on anything drag that you want to see me out doing. And then The Tony Soto Show on Instagram and TikTok. Oh, and y'all, The Tony Soto Show is up and running, interviewing someone new every week. So tune in that wherever podcasts are streamed as well. All right, until next week.
Goodbye.